There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome in to Follow the Money. It is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard with you as always here on a Football Friday in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Coming up today, over the next 3 hours, we have Adam Chernoff in 90 minutes, covers.com, senior strategist, friend of the show, and he will look at player props today in the NFL that he likes. Great call by him on Aaron Jones and Christian McCaffrey last week. Dennis Dodd on college football in 2 hours, and Chuck Edel on fire to begin the season. He will join us in 2.5 hours. He likes three totals for this week, Paulie, college and the NFL.
Yep.
All right.
Yep, 9-1 in the contest, your leader.
Very strong.
Mm-hmm.
Very strong. Last night's game, good job by the Browns. They looked good. The offense with that running game did it again. And Brissett now, that's like three full solid games from him this year.
Yes.
I mean, to chuck it around like that, and now Brissett has absolutely established himself as the go-to guy is Amari Cooper. He's now the number one target as a wide receiver there, not close. And Njoku played out of his mind last night, had a great game.
Well, yeah.
So they covered in that, you know, good call by you. You like the game to go over. And I mean, it was squeaky bum time there for a minute all of a sudden in the second half, but
it died.
Yeah.
It looked like it was going to be last team to have the balls going to win the way the second quarter played out. But you have, right. I mean, they figure there's a good chance they beat Atlanta next week. And if they don't blow the game, they've been 4-0. So when Watson comes back, maybe this could happen here with the playoffs. He has done a good job. You're right. Cooper's become a big target. They should use Njoku. He's such a beast, and you see how big he is running around. Gonzalez says it's cold. The kid's got his shirt off before the game, Njoku. But it's the Steelers finally look like a competent offense for half the game when they went up-tempo.
See, that's,
I mean,
Yeah, I like playing with pace.
Yes, that's what they should do.
That was good.
And getting Trubisky out and moving him. But this whole other thing about not allowing him to audible and not trusting Mitch as well, that's a whole nother problem. But you see the weapons they have. And the catch by Pickens is unreal. That is just the top 10 all-time catch.
I mean, you have that. He can make a play like that. You need to have all of those guys involved the entire game.
Yeah, right. So the watching film every game and coming in and what they're doing in practice, when a guy says, I'm open and I'm running free, I guess I'd have to believe him. And it's on the quarterback who's not getting him the ball. But you see there, I mean, a lot of those guys went over with their props. But I would just say they're better off going up-tempo, playing with pace, and just spreading him out, getting him on the move and throwing, because you're not getting much out of the running game.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but in that second half, when they kind of got away from that, And it was a close game still. I mean, they could have, you know, driven down and extended their lead at halftime and in that third quarter, but they didn't do that. And I got to tell you that the final 30 minutes, I was so bored by the Pittsburgh offense. It was, they did nothing. And the whole time I'm like, boy, they could really use a spark. What would that be? Either go back to running it really fast and you know, not burning the clock at all, or hey, maybe try the rookie quarterback once, because I thought Trubisky was horrible in the second half.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was not a good look, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, the other thing is he's got a big arm, but the wind didn't help him out either. There weren't many shots down the field as well. And then the catch that Pickens had, it was a poor throw. He just made an amazing play on it as well. So they, I think they win at home against the Jets, and they'll move to 2-2. But then it's, I mean, it's Buffalo, it's Tampa, it's Miami, it's Philly, New Orleans, Cincinnati. It's just a bear. So it's just, this might finally happen here, that Tomlin's going to have a losing record.
Well, so the Steelers, before last night's game kicked off, they were laying 3.5 in the game next week against the Jets with a total of 42.5. 3.5. I mean, that's kind of a coin flip game for you. That's a, I'm certainly, I mean, you said they should go to, yeah, okay, fine, they're favored, but they can lose that game to the Jets.
Yeah.
And they could very easily be 1-3. And
right. Then, and then look at that. Oh, my God, it's a bear going, oh.
So I don't know when they do this. Evidently, it's not going to be anytime soon, because this, here you go. Here's their head coach, Mike Tomlin, asked after the game last night if he plans on making any changes.
I'm not in that mindset. I'm interested in reviewing this tape and looking at the totality of it and figuring out how we collectively get better. So the answer to that question is definitively no.
Well, what's going to, how much can change? As long as the scheme stinks, what's going to change, right? Or not trusting the quarterback. You're not allowed to audible. You got to run what I send in. I'm not taking shots down the field.
Well, see,
sometimes I play with pace, other times I don't.
Sure. Like, what is that? Make up your mind. What's your identity on offense?
Right.
Do you have one? Because you look lost out there.
Yeah.
So maybe a lot of that is on Canada, but Tomlin's got to get that figured out. The whole thing with looking at when Pickett could actually come into the game, or we talked about this yesterday, when that move might be made. I don't know. Do you want to put him in there in the stretch where it's at the Bills, the Buccaneers, at the Dolphins, and at the Eagles?
No, I would
probably
say
not.
I am to the point now where I think you see a change at the OC before the quarterback. I think Canada goes before Trubisky's bench.
I could see that.
I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Right? Right. And now we're doing this crazy business. Are we going to have a run like this again in the primetime games with the lateral business? Oh, God. The alt spreads, if you had the, if you tease the Steelers, if you tease the total, my God. I mean, that's just this lunacy, the laterals backwards and the touchdown there.
Well, you know what happens to us when something like this takes place. Like, our Twitter feed blew up last night and this morning. You know, viewers of the show, with they're going to cap off like a 6-team same game parlay with an outspread of +10.5. Whoops, that's out the window now.
Right,
that's a loser.
Yeah. And I've said this many times. What happened at the end of that game is going to happen in a Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, or a
huge playoff game, and it's going to be, I don't know, how much, maybe a $1 billion swing. And people are going to ride in the streets.
Well, the Super Bowl would be a $1 billion swing.
It would be, yeah.
Billions, maybe.
Yes.
Now across the country.
Yeah.
That is completely legal.
We had that run years ago in primetime games where that kind of crap was happening all the time.
Sure. By the way, Brown's last touchdown score now, defensive side. So people like to bet that stuff. The Steelers, to me, are trying to still win football games 20-17 with how they're operating on offense.
Mm.
And that's going to be difficult to do when the best defensive player in the entire league, certainly on your team, or one of the best in the entire league, is out, and T.J. Watt is not there to help you out on defense.
Can't win a game without him. Right. And what he means to the defense, good point there. Good point about what they're running, and you have a head coach who's very conservative. You kick a 50-yard field goal with the wind?
Oh, yeah.
4th-and-4? You kick a field goal 4th-and-1? I mean, too much of that.
He's always been like that.
You know, it's... it was close. Well, so the other thing is you have this Cleveland offense... And the job Brissett's doing, but between Cooper and Njoku and the running game, and especially Chubb, how about squatting 700 pounds? I'm supposed to bring this guy down? I mean, how do I stop this guy? Especially with a good offensive line, and he can squat 700 pounds?
The bar is it's a banana, the bar.
There's so much
weight on it.
I think it's supposed to do that.
Well, no, I know that, but I mean, how many times have you seen athletes do that?
I think it's supposed to make it harder, though. In terms of designed by that to make it more difficult to squat, but the thing, it's like the thing like this.
Yeah, for sure. And he does it like almost no problem with those squats. 600, now I'm going to go even a little bit more than this.
Yeah.
So he was awesome again last night. He's a machine on offense, could very easily lead the league in rushing this year. I had Hunt to score a touchdown. How about that for a beat? 3 consecutive runs inside the 8-yard line. And he gets down to the one like twice.
Yes.
And then, nope, we're going to pull him out, and here comes Chubb now. I was kind of surprised they actually gave it to him three consecutive times there at the goal line. The look-ahead number next week was Cleveland 3 at Atlanta, a total of 45. Now, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself here. I don't want to overreact, but what if Brissett plays like this until Watson comes back? And they have a chance to win the play, win that division.
Well, what are you saying?
I'm asking the question, like,
no.
Is there any chance that Watson takes? There's no chance.
$240
million? Don't care. Don't care. What? If Brissett plays like this the whole time and they're in first place in the division, absolutely, that's a conversation.
Yeah.
The guy will have not played a game in 2 years. He can't practice until November 14th. I mean, if he plays like this, again, it's a big if. This needs to be talked about with Stefanski and the staff. It's not by default, I'm sorry, not automatically that Watson's going to come back and play.
Well, they gave him the biggest contract in the history of the sport.
But that's meaningless to me.
Maybe not to the owner. A little uncomfortable there when Michaels was telling the story about what was going on to him.
No, I know.
I hope he gets help and all this other business. I'm like, okay, that's a weird scene.
I would love it if Brissett has his team in first place and he is playing like this the entire time and they say, nope, get out. We're going to go to Watson, and then they win one game the
rest of the way. That's possible. Well, it's a tough schedule. It's backloaded.
I know it is.
The other thing is this guy was a top five quarterback too, but with all the time off, there's going to be rust. Absolutely. That's no gimme next week as well. I mean, Atlanta's averaging 26 points per game, and they face the Saints and the Rams. So they're no joke right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they might beat Seattle. So, that's interesting. Yeah.
I will.
What's the record, though, too? What's the offensive productivity, and what's the record when all this comes back and aligns and when he's set to come back?
I mean, you have to say this as of right now. Yeah. Brissett's played much better than anybody thought he would.
Absolutely.
Can't deny that.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
And Chubb, that was a good one last night because we broke it down yesterday on the show.
Longest run, yes.
Longest run.
Good job.
He busted that off he could have done that right away with that 13-yard run.
Right.
When he leapfrogged the defender, but he did it again on a 37-yard run, I believe it was, in the first quarter. So that was a good one. The Steelers are really bad second-level yards. And, you know, it's not the same defense here so far at this point when Watt's going to be out. And you can move the ball. I mean, the Browns almost had 400 yards of offense last night. And by the way, I could actually sit here and tell you that Brissett's numbers and Cooper's numbers should be better because Cooper stepped out of bounds like, what, twice?
That's right. Yeah, that would have been a big play.
Huge play.
Yep, absolutely. But found something there. Could be a fantasy guy, too. I mean, that's back-to-back 100-yard games, and he's looking for him.
I'll tell you that I was way off on Cooper this year. And then I'm looking at our buddy, Paul Charchi, and he sends out his rankings every single. He had Cooper higher than anybody else that I noticed, I think. I'm like, I'll rely on Charge here. I took him in two or three different leagues, and so far the last 2 weeks, it's been paying off really well, obviously.
That's right.
So, kickoff football season with BetRivers Online Sportsbook. BetRivers is your go-to sportsbook for every line, boost, and special. Lace up for week 3 with BetRivers Parlay Insurance and Touchdown Insurance. Offers every single Sunday, all season long. Build a parlay of at least 4 legs, and if it loses, get your stake back as a free bet up to $25. Wager on any player to score the first touchdown in Sunday Night Football. And get your money back as a free bet if they score at any time. Head to BetRivers.com or download the BetRivers app. It's a whole new game. We will recap last night's betting action more than just the NFL game coming up next with Win Some, Lose Some. Alex Cora said they weren't going to walk Aaron Judge. Okay. And then in that same city, it's now a full year-long suspension. Wow. Did that flip in a hurry. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Support the sponsors and support First Bet, because this is an incredible opportunity to win their free sweepstakes, the trip to Santa Anita, October 6th through the 9th. VSiN.com/horses. VSiN.com/horses, the ultimate prize package. Airfare, hotel, tickets to the races, plus a $1,000 betting voucher from First Bet. You'll make money, I guarantee it, because you get to hang out with Jeff Siegel. VSiN.com/horses. Thank you to First Bet.
Is this going to be like the Bears game a couple years ago? Otherwise, the beer, this fictitious beer, is going to be on you?
No, if I'm here, it's good, right? Okay. I thought Paul would help me out with the voucher, with the drink ticket, but they, you know, we couldn't coordinate that.
Okay. Surprise, surprise. Jags at the Chargers.
Oh, boy.
All right. Chargers lanes. Bring out the big board,
here
Paul.
Here we go,
time
boys.
For the big board.
Yep.
They're lane seven. Let me give you this. Is it a consideration right now for you to play on Survivor? The Jaguars have lost 18 consecutive road games.
Bingo. They've lost 18 in a row on the road. That's right. The Chargers have owned Jacksonville, but as we're here right now, the uncertainty about Herbert is huge. I don't know about Allen, and we don't know about Herbert. They got better news yesterday. You are not putting a ticket in on Chase Daniel. You can't do it.
So
you have to wait until the last second. But also, if you look here, why I'm not crazy about using them, you have so many opportunities here with the Chargers. I mean, look, you're not going to use them probably on the road next week against Houston. You saw what happened. But you have Seattle at home. You have Atlanta still left on the schedule. You have so many opportunities, Tennessee later on. You have so many opportunities to use the Chargers and better chances and opportunities. It's like I said, you asked me about the Eagles. No way, no how. They play Jacksonville at home next week. What have we said all year? Well, boy, is that a joke schedule for Philadelphia. Yep. So I'm not using them on the road in a division game. But as also you said earlier in the week, next week, 12 games with a spreads 3.5 or fewer. So this is a tough week. But here, I can't use the Chargers based on what's still left on the schedule and other opportunities and other teams that I'm looking at. And this is where you're going to have to step out. You have to take some chances now in this thing. And I'm no Survivor expert. I know I'm new to this, but still, this is where you have to take chances in the next couple of weeks, because you don't have a lot of opportunities. And there are, nine home dogs this week.
You have to avoid the team that blows a 13-point lead with a minute and a half to go. So you have to avoid when you take a chance.
Right.
So
I know. It's been a crazy season. The other thing is with the Vikings, then you don't have the Vikings for Thanksgiving night if you use the Vikings.
That's right.
But to me, it seems a good opportunity coming off the loss, and you get Detroit at home, who you've owned. But it's tough. But as Dustin has said, and other people, live for today. Who knows what the hell's going to happen?
This is like
who knows if we get to Thanksgiving. It's been carnage so far.
This is a new segment here, kind of like Jimmy the Greek. What are you? Are you like Norwegian?
I'm everything.
What do you got? Now, you're not everything, but what do you got?
I got a lot in there. Yeah,
yeah.
A little Polish, a little German, a little Norwegian.
Polish,
yeah. Mixed bag.
So we could call this Italian. We could call this Paulie the Norwegian. Bust out the board, chalkboard. Good. See what you like. The Chargers have played 11 straight September games to the under. They've covered 9 straight versus Jacksonville, to your point of this team owning them.
Right. It's a joke when they go on the road how bad it's been.
What do you want to do the Packers and Bucks game? Everybody's hurt for the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Again, we're on very early here, but you need to pay attention for sure to the injury report today for Tampa. But there's also this.
Yeah.
The following Packers wide receivers did not practice yesterday. Alan Lazard, Sammy Watkins, Christian Watson. From what I was reading, it was just like, maybe like a day of rest for them or some of them anyway. But I don't know. Look at that again today.
I know. If everyone's healthy, I'm going to take Green Bay. If everyone's good to go, right? And the ship has sailed on the total as it's come crashing down. Can Tampa Bay continue this defensively with the sacks as their number one and forcing the turnovers? Maybe, but it won't be Sunday. Rodgers doesn't turn it over, and I don't think they will harass him and put a lot of pressure
there
on
him. There is this, though.
Although it was what happened last time they went to Tampa. It was ugly. But there's no – if all these guys are out for Tampa, I don't see how they're going to move the ball against a good and improved Green Bay defense.
Well, let's hear from the GOAT then. Tom Brady talked about that exact thing this week. They need to score more points.
The only way to score is to do things, you know, better and more consistently over the course of the drive, all the way down in the red area, and then ultimately put the ball in the end zone. So settling for field goals, you're not going to score a lot of points. You got to be good in the red area. But in order to be good in the red area, you got to be good on third down. In order to be good on third down, you got to be good on first and second down. In order to be good on first and second down, you need good, you know, play by your special teams and, you know, to get good field position. And then you need good defensive football. So it's a complementary game. And I think as we keep going throughout the course of the season, obviously the goal is to score as many points as we can. And, you know, we know that we're going to have to do a better job than what we've done. And, you know, we're going to work hard to get there.
I will say that if the Buccaneers were close to being fully healthy, I would like them, because this defense would, to me, completely shut down the Green Bay offense. And Rodgers has had a house of horrors in certain spots, right? It doesn't go well for him in Minnesota usually.
Southern California.
It doesn't go well for him on the West Coast or San Francisco.
That's true, I guess.
Right?
Then, yeah.
Right. And his struggles in the state of Florida are, they barely survived Jacksonville a couple years ago in week one. They got murdered in Jacksonville last year against the Saints in week one. And they were up, 7-0 or 10-0 against the Buccaneers last time they played, and they lost. They got outscored like 38 points the rest of the way.
And he did throw a pick six
in that game.
You're right. But that's until they get these guys back and they can show something offensively, no way. That was ugly Sunday. Ugly. That's 3-3 with 10 minutes left till the phantom call. They were going to punt.
I think they probably should have lost that game.
But they're saying the right things, and we understand it's going to be a work in progress and take time with these wide receivers. But I think they'll do enough offensively. And I think they'll win this game. It's just a mass unit right now with Tampa.
Have you done anything with the Falcons-Seahawks game? This was a pick-em yesterday. It still is at some spots. Now Seahawks are one. Total is 41.5 or 42. I bet Falcons plus 110 on the money line. I like the fact they stayed on the West Coast. I like what I've seen so far from the team offensively.
Yes.
And for six quarters now in a row, the Seahawks have done nothing. And now the Falcons defense, very shaky, right? So maybe Geno Smith comes out and looks pretty decent. But also I ran down how I actually like the running attack. Carroll said they need to run the ball more to be effective and win games. Last time he did this, good example, 2010, and they blew up the next 2 weeks with the running game, did really, really well. So, but I think the Falcons are a better football team than Seattle.
Got to give Smith credit. He's done a nice job. And I know he's likes to fly off the handle with some of the questions with the media.
Right.
But this is, again, this is very impressive to me. They're averaging 26 a game, and they faced New Orleans and the Rams. And they didn't quit last week either. I mean, they were getting blown out. Next thing you know, they have the ball with a chance to win. So, as I've said many times, I'm a fan of Mariota, and he's played well. And the point is, what if they start to incorporate and get Pitts involved with as solid as London has played in the running game with Patterson?
Yep.
Then you have something there. And you're right. It has been ugly since the first half of Monday night when Geno started hot. They've done nothing, and they haven't scored on offense. So, I think they'll, contains the right word, but slow down Geno, and I think they'll get the road win.
Of all the games that we have on Sunday, I'm actually pretty excited about watching that game. Probably because of various bets that I have on it, but also like it's going to be a sportsbook kind of day on Sunday to watch all these games.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what I bet yesterday based on going to the website and reading everything. I guess we knew this going on, but McVay has owned Arizona.
Yes, he has
owned them 10-1 against Arizona last 11, and how solid he's been ATS as well. And you always have to like when a team's coming off a win, but the coach can scream at you because of the meltdown.
Sure.
What they had. They looked great. So did Stafford early on. And then bad Stafford showed up, and they got complacent, and they made some stupid plays, and the block punt and the special teams got him, and the defense gave too much up as well. And then you also have Arizona coming. That's another one, right? Much like the Jets. How do they react? They had no business winning that game. It's 20-0 at halftime. Every fourth down play went their way.
Yeah.
Roadrunner took over. So it just the Rams have owned them. McVay has owned Arizona, and I bet the Rams.
and I laid the points.
Yeah, I don't blame you. They're a much better football team than Arizona.
I agree.
And Arizona, by the way, 0-6 ATS last six in the stadium. So, again, right? I mean, they are a much better team on the road.
Incredible road record
than they are at home. Yep. Yeah. We'll spend more time on the Sunday night game coming up a little bit later on. We've talked about it a lot so far this week, but the 49ers are now, no surprise here, right? We talked about this on Monday. We were stunned. The Broncos opened up the favorite in this game against the 49ers. 49ers now favored. Eight of the last nine for the 49ers have stayed under. They've also covered six of their last seven games. And to piggyback what you said on Monday, this should be an absolute coaching mismatch. On Monday morning when we come in and we're talking about how Hackett held his own or Shanahan did not outcoach him, I will be surprised. Because this guy, Shanahan, is a great NFL head coach. He's got a lot of experience. And Hackett so far has been as bad as it gets through two games that I've ever seen. I mean, so yes, it can correct itself a little bit. But this is just not fair right now. You're going up against Kyle Shanahan in a game that you have to have. If you're the Broncos, you need to snap out of this funk if you're the Broncos. Let me say that.
Right. In over his head. And it could backfire that they hired a guy just to try to lure Rodgers in. And doesn't know what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's until they prove that they can look like a competent offense and an organization, at least what they're doing offensively. No way, no how. It is absolutely a coaching mismatch Sunday night.
Are the 49ers favored if Trey Lance didn't get hurt?
But I guess it depends how things played out against Seattle.
How the game played out against Seattle, right. Yeah.
I don't see who's scoring, though, either. I mean, I think the total's too high in the Sunday night game.
Yeah.
45-46.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. Adam Chernoff on the program coming up next, NFL handicapper. He was nails on Aaron Jones and Christian McCaffrey last week. Who does he like in week three coming up next?
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Kick off the football season with Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. It's your go-to book. Every line, boost, and special. Lace it up for week three with Bet Rivers Parlay Insurance and Touchdown Insurance. That's every Sunday all season long. Build a parlay of at least four legs. If it loses, get your stake back as a free bet up to $25. Wager on any player to score the first touchdown on Sunday night and get your money back as a free bet if they score at any time. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app. It's a whole new game. Great house specials at BetRivers.
All right. Adam Chernoff joins us every Friday throughout the football season. Covers.com. He is the senior strategist there and also the Simple Handicap podcast that he does every day throughout the football season. Adam, good morning. Thanks for the time. Great call by you last week on Aaron Jones with the rushing props. He led the league, in fact, in rushing yards last week. What's your angle with Jones this week as the team travels at Tampa Bay?
Yeah, and I got a couple messages from people that listened to the segment that were able to actually take that prop for the week. So good on everyone who went a little bit further and took it. I like him this week as I do the Packers again, like we talked about on Tuesday. But I like Aaron Jones this week receiving yards over 27.5. I think we're going to see him get more snaps and more routes run than A.J. Dillon, but matched up against the Buccaneers, who have White as a linebacker in coverage. So far this season, as well as last season too, just a massive liability in coverage. And he gets the matchup against a lot of the running backs. So as the Packers continue to get more comfortable with these rookie wide receivers, as they start to get their offensive line healthier, Jones becomes sort of the focal point of this offense. Really like his matchup against his Buccaneers defense. So his receiving yards, still sort of what we've seen it for the first 2 weeks of the year. I think it's a touch low this week, over 27.5 for me on that one.
Okay. I can't wait for this Miami game on Sunday. Now the Bills have beat them 7 in a row. Are the Bills just going to run through everybody here and what they've done so far to start the season? Now let's not forget, Miami was down 21 in the fourth quarter before Tua took over. And how do they respond after everyone's been pumping their tires all week? I think this, from side and total, this is a great handicap and an interesting handicap. Do you agree?
Really good handicap and a really good game that's going to have a lot of people divided. So I think what you said stands out a lot. Miami was trailing by 3 touchdowns. They come back, but that's largely due to all of the offensive talent that they have that's really getting them bet on by a lot of professional bettors so far through the first 2 weeks. I mean, everybody wants a piece of this Miami team because of the speed that they have a wide receiver. And coming into the year, there was a really big concern by some people who I know who are really smart with film and watching how teams prepare in their scheme. And they were saying, basically, I don't know if the running game is going to be there. And those same people after 2 weeks were like, it doesn't matter. I mean, this team can pass until they have so much speed. I mean, guys are running wide open. And where that's really interesting this week, Jordan Poyer is going to play from everything that I'm hearing. But the starting safety and then the other two starting cornerbacks for Buffalo, very unlikely to play, which means it's going to be two rookies at cornerback one and two for the Bills, along with a backup safety against these receivers for Miami. And so that's really the matchup, is can they exploit that more than this Buffalo Bills offense can exploit the Miami secondary, which has injuries too, but you have Buffalo paying the premium, laying the 5.5 points. So this is a really interesting matchup. The injury report comes out in about 2.5 hours' time. That'll give you the final answer on the Bills secondary, and we'll see this number move.
Okay. Is this the week that the Bengals show up and look like the team that made it to the Super Bowl? If not now, when, right? Now it's up to six. Are they going to protect Burrow, and can they get right against the Jets defense?
It has to be this week, like you said. If it's not this week, then we've got real trouble, because the big issue for Cincinnati so far this season has been pressure getting to the offensive line, but just Burrow's anticipation of it. His eyes keep dropping. His feet in the pocket are all over. Everything's uncomfortable for this Bengals offense. But I think we have to give him a little bit of a pass, because they played the Dallas Cowboys, a team very effective up front at generating pressure. And they played the Pittsburgh Steelers, another defense that's really good at generating pressure. This week, they play the Jets. The big difference there, through 2 weeks, New York 24th in pressure rate, so it's much easier. But when we go a little bit deeper, the average time to pressure for the Jets' defensive front is the fourth slowest in the NFL. So if everything's a little bit quicker for the Bengals and Burrow so far this year because of the new offensive line pieces, because of the pressure he's anticipating, this week should be very different, because the Jets are so much slower and such a drop back in how effective they are at generating pressure than what they the first 2 weeks. I think this offense for Cincinnati looks a lot more comfortable this week against a much easier opponent, so I'm happy to lay that number with the Bengals right now at six.
Very good breakdown. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Adam Chernoff, our guest, covers.com, and also the Simple Handicap podcast. You can listen, subscribe, download that wherever you get your podcast. We are both on Atlanta Moneyline in this game. I brought something up earlier in the show where Pete Carroll said this week that we need to establish the run more than we've been doing. Does that bode well for us liking Atlanta in this game?
I think any time you can get Pete Carroll saying he wants to run more, that bodes well for the opponent in almost every case. I was happy to see that. Happy to be on Atlanta on the money line here. I think this is a really good look for a team that, while they have yet to get in the win column, they've been very competitive, especially offensively, for the first 2 weeks. Arthur Smith is kind of at a tipping point here for the season. You fall to 0-3. With the schedule they have, that's going to be a tough thing to come back from. But I like the sort of look here with Atlanta, because they haven't yet got the best from their offensive player through the first 2 weeks. And offensively, they've been around 18th in the league for overall efficiency, while Seattle's getting just ridiculous performances out of Geno Smith, and they can't even move the ball across midfield. So they're going to end up running the football more. That's going to shorten things even more so on their offensive side against the Falcons team that I think just has the better offense. I think they have the better head coach in this matchup. And I think they have the better quarterback as well. So all those things in a pick 'em game, I'm pretty happy to take Atlanta here.
All right. I agree with all that. Does Minnesota get right? And does the offense look like what we expected to and get healthy against a bad Detroit defense?
I'm not putting a lot of sort of emphasis on that Monday night game, nor am I going out of my way to downgrade Minnesota that much. I think that was honestly just a bad game and a bad game plan against a very, very good opponent. And people are betting Detroit so far this season like they are much better than they are, in my opinion. In week one, again, a lot of their offense came from trailing, falling way behind, being able to come back and looking really good when defenses are playing off. Last week, yeah, they had a great first half against Washington. I don't rate Washington that high overall outside of their offense. I think their defense is one of the worst units in the league. And so that was kind of their outburst that everybody's looking at. I don't know if I buy Detroit, especially on the defensive side, which is just so bad. They're letting guys run wide open. And this is a huge matchup disadvantage for them against this Vikings offense, which I can't help feel is a little bit suppressed after what we saw Monday. This game was supposed to open right around -8 was the look ahead line before the Monday night game started. Now we're all the way on the other side of 7. I think it's just moved too far and we're reacting a little bit too much to the Lions win and the Vikings loss. Kind of sets up the Minnesota here at a cheaper price at home. So right. I'll lay the 6 with Minnesota.
Okay, about a minute left here, Adam. You also like the Cowboys to win the game outright against the Giants on Monday night?
I do. And then again, this is just playing off of a Giants team that has overperformed so far this season. Adjusted points. You guys know I'm a huge box score guy. Look back, recreate it, try to understand who overperformed, who underperformed. Giants are 2-0. No team has a worse adjusted point differential than the New York Giants through 2 weeks. Shows how much they've overperformed. I don't think they should be laying points to anybody. Home field here is implying that they still are, even after the movement. I don't buy it. So Dallas on the money line, worth the look for me, even with Cooper Rush at QB. They're getting Gallup back. This is a team that I think is just better than the Giants.
Excellent, as always. Follow him on Twitter. He is at Adam Chernoff. Thanks for the time, as always, pal. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Chat to you soon on Tuesday.
Yep.
Thanks, Adam.
Be good. Okay.
There you go.
And the Aaron Jones stuff last week.
Oh, so good. Plenty of books have that. So that was a great call.
They do, yep.
And that, yep.
Yep. So he brought up the rushing yards last week. Then we kicked around the idea of him leading the league in rushing yards. This week, Aaron Jones over 27.5 receiving yards. He said it's a slow week for him for props, which if you don't see anything that you like, right, nothing standing out, then don't force it, obviously. Mm-hmm. But, okay, good. Good breakdowns there from Adam. If you want to get in touch with the show, we are also on Twitter at VSinLive, at Mitch Moss Radio, and at Paulie Howard. Up next, we will get into a segment we like to call Are We On Something or Onto Something? It never hurts to pick up the phone to see if a player is available. Would this be completely nuts? We'll kick it around next on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Paulie Howard on VSiN.
Kick off football season with Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. All season long, Bet Rivers is your go-to book for all football-related content. Go to BetRivers.com or download the app for the latest odds, great promotions, props, great house specials. Cheer on your favorite teams and your favorite players with Bet Rivers. It's a whole new game. Excited to talk to Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports National College football writer at Dennis Dodd CBS on Twitter. And I cannot believe, what were the odds before the season that you would go to a sold-out Kansas Duke football game?
Not very good. they were 2-10 and showing improvement last year. The Texas game, obviously, is much made about that.
Uh-huh.
They won their first 56-game Big 12 road losing streak that was broken 13 years. So it had been 13 years between road conference victories until last November. And now here they are 3-0 on the cusp of maybe being right.
That would be something incredible. What do you think? How good is Leopold, and is he going to be a goner at the end of this season?
No, I think he'll stay. He was asked about that multiple times this week, and I really think he's invested in Kansas. I did not know that he had deep roots at Nebraska. It was about 8 years, 9 years he coached at Nebraska. Omaha was no longer has a program, and he was like a consultant/analyst for Frank Solich. when he was at Nebraska, and actually loves the area, loves Nebraska. But I think he's committed to Kansas, especially in this new league, in the new Big 12, which, you know, like the Pac-12, it's just not going to be as hard. It's going to be easier to win.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're right. I mean, he's been like one of the common names thrown out there for the Nebraska job. Do you think, you know, fans there chanting Urban Meyer's name, they want him. Is that going to become a thing, you think, Dennis, or no?
No, that's not going to happen. I think there's a place for Urban Meyer, like an Auburn, which seems like a good fit for him. It's not going to be in Nebraska, not after what happened with the Jaguars, not after his career. And they just don't need to take on that, I guess, tonnage where you get a guy like him in the program and it's all about him. In other words, he sucks all the oxygen out of the room every time he comes in. And it becomes less and less about the players and more about him and not even necessarily about coaching, if you know what I mean.
Well, we just lost Herm Edwards. Do you think that it's going to happen in the next maybe less than a month with Harsin at Auburn?
Yeah, at some point pretty quickly. It was a key game this week against Missouri where both coaches really need to win. Auburn the game is more in play to me for Missouri than it was maybe at the beginning of the season because of what happened last week against Penn State. Yeah, Penn State not only wins, but dominates. I think Tank Bigsby only touches the ball maybe 10, 11 times, 9 on the rush, 1 or 2 catching passes. And that just can't happen. I don't care if you're getting boat raced or not. You got to ride your horse, and that's the best chance they had of winning. But I don't have to tell you about the culture at Auburn. They'll eat a monster buyout, you know, in order to get Urban Meyer, for example. Eli Drinkwitz, on the other hand, hasn't panned out yet. And this stretch they have coming up is going to be key. If they don't win the Auburn game, you're probably looking at a 4-8, 5-7, and that can't happen there. They have a new AD who didn't hire him. And so they're going to have to look seriously about $12 million guaranteed, which is his buyout. After this year, you have 3 years left on his deal.
Yeah. You wrote about this at CBS Sports about Arizona State and the Edwards experiment backfires. You threw some big names out there, and maybe Rule is better off at college and even a Deion Sanders. How good is that job, and what direction do you think Arizona State would look?
Well, that's what I wrote about Monday. It just became a whole heck of a lot better. If you believe that the Pac-12 is going to survive, and I do, in some form, then again, it just became a whole lot easier to win there with USC and UCLA gone. Mm-hmm. The Pac-12 is going to have access to the expanded playoff. That automatically gets Arizona State closer to that playoff. And I think the firing of, I'll call it a firing, of Herm Edwards and then the shaky situation with the AD, Ray Anderson, they basically cleaned out everybody who was responsible for the ongoing investigation at the NCAA. People don't realize that. It's really serious. They brought in players during the dead period during COVID when nobody could bring players on campus. And there is documented proof of them, you know, or at least eyewitness proof and photographic proof of them bringing players in. And reportedly, Herm Edwards entertained prospects at a rented house in Paradise Valley, which is a very high-end part of Phoenix, in violation of NCAA rules. Now, so all those people are gone. That has to mitigate in some ways the NCAA's penalties, which, you know, the worst part of that could be a postseason ban. So anything short of a postseason ban to me is a win for Arizona State, which now gets closer to the playoff and winning the Pac-12 through all of it.
Yeah. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Dennis Dodd covers college football. CBS Sports, our guest. To some of the games now that we have on the schedule this weekend, you mentioned you're going to be at Duke and Kansas. What about this Tennessee-Florida game? Florida is a huge dog in this game, Dennis. They opened up a 10-point underdog, and in fact, Tennessee took money, got all the way to, I think, 12 during the week. Now it's back to like 10.5. Can the Gators have owned this series? Do they give the Vols a game on Saturday?
I think Tennessee wins the game because they're peaking right now with Josh Heupel and Hendon Hooker and the players they have at receiver. I don't know about the number because it's a rival. And that's what spooks me. Anthony Richardson has the potential to break out and keep it close. But as we've seen since the Utah game to start the season, schools of programs kind of figured him out. They've kind of, you know, gotten on him, and it's, you know, up to the Florida coaches to then react back. And they haven't yet. Neither is Anthony Richardson. They don't run the ball very well. So you take that on the road, that's not a good place to be. But I have a hard time, even 10.5, especially 10.5, with this game, just because of the rivalry aspect of this game. But Tennessee's going to be out for blood. They think now, I think Tennessee fans now at least think that they can give Georgia a run for their money. But I'm telling you guys, Georgia may be better than last year overall. I'm not talking about the defense necessarily.
Yeah.
And you certainly have to talk about them now repeating.
Yeah. I think you might have something there. But how this is dangerous if Bennett continues to play like this. And what about the what-if scenario? What if Oregon turns out to be good and they beat them 49-3?
Yeah. Yeah. And Oregon had the big win against BYU. What if they turn out to be – Pac-12 champ, or just play for the championship.
Yeah.
Obviously, I think everybody seems to think USC to me is the most complete team right now. But let's say Oregon's good enough to play for the Pac-12 championship. Not that Georgia needed any help in their schedule strength, but that'll help.
Yeah. Well, okay. So on that note, with USC, I've watched them play a few times already this year. It's, you know, you can be impressed very easily with the offense. The defense, a lot to be desired yet. They need to fix that side of the ball. Do you think they might be in a little bit of trouble because Oregon State is a good program and they're taking on that team this weekend?
I do think they're in trouble. Just because it's on the road, it is the biggest Pac-12 game to date. I'm not going to say it's the biggest of the year, but I saw this looming a couple of weeks ago because Oregon State has steadily improved under Jonathan Smith. They are a developmental program. They're good on both sides of the ball, not great. It's very hard at times to play up there in a research stadium. It's kind of diminished. They blew out one side of the stands to build some renovations. So attendance has really decreased, but I think we're more on top of the players now from what I hear. And Chance Nolan is an underrated quarterback for the Beavers. I think what you're seeing in USC is a recreation on offense, at least, or no, actually defensively as well, is what Oklahoma was under Lincoln Riley. You know, they score a lot of points, which kind of masks the fact that their defense is kind of average. And sometimes that's okay in this day and age. I think it was LSU or Alabama the year after that had the worst total defense in the history of all national champions since 1936 in the wire. So that no one seemed to care, or it didn't matter.
Yeah.
Points matter.
Yeah. You can read Dennis Dodd, his coverage at CBSSports.com, and follow him on Twitter. He is at Dennis Dodd, CBS. Dennis, thanks. I'm jealous, man. That game they're going to be at tomorrow is going to be, it should be a lot of fun anyway. Enjoy it.
All right. Thanks so much, guys.
Yeah, be good.
You. He's got several great articles up there. The Arizona State article, how it's just a weird quarterback culture right now with all the transfers and guys leaving in college football. And it ticks them off, and me as well, that with conference realignment, we're losing a ton of rivalry games.
I can't stand that part.
Bedlam's gone and several others.
I absolutely take Mike Gundy's side on that. He's just like, don't look at us. We had nothing to do with this.
Yeah, he's right.
You know, we're not to blame.
Yeah.
Bedlam's not going to happen anymore. That sucks.
Yep.
Ugh. VEASAN has it. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, then the SEC made the call about stop these home-and-homes.
Yeah.
Because I think Georgia had something scheduled with Oklahoma.
VEASAN has a new podcast to help you bet on pro football's biggest games. VEASAN's pro football betting podcast put out 3 episodes each week to thoroughly cover every pro game. Host Danny Burke and VEASAN analysts give their insights on betting spreads, totals, props, and futures every Monday, Thursday, and Friday. Download and subscribe to the VSIN Pro Football Betting Podcast today, wherever you get your podcasts. Coming up next, we will kick around tease up, tease down, or pass this weekend with games on the betting board and go over Survivor picks again here on Follow the Money. It's VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Kick off the football season with BetRivers Online Sportsbook. BetRivers, your go-to book. Every line, boost, special. Lace it up week 3. BetRivers Parlay Insurance. Touchdown Insurance offers every Sunday all season long. Build a parlay of at least 4 legs. If it loses, get your stake back as a free bet up to $25. Wager on any player to score the first touchdown on Sunday Night Football. Get your money back as a free bet if they score at any time. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app. It's a whole new game. Time for Chuck Edel. Get out of the way. Professional sports better. He's 9-1 and the leader in the Football Friday Bet Invitational with Matt Eumanns. 9 Pacific at night, and they replay it as well if you can't stay up. And I said it. I wasn't joking. He's got a 20-1 run in him, and he did it a couple years ago. And so far, he's 9-1 and your leader. So 3 plays coming up and 3 totals. Appreciate the time, Chuck. We'll start in the NFL. You're a Chicago guy. You like the Bears game under. These are some sick numbers here with the lack of passing. How about Mooney? 2 catches for 4 yards on the season.
Yeah, I'm going to push it a little bit here. I've taken the under the first 2 games. I think I've taken the under with you guys. I've given it out.
Yep.
Trying to make it a trifecta here, 3 straight games. Yeah, Mooney's only caught 2 passes. You know, Fields has only thrown in 2 games, 28. They've thrown the ball 28 times. They've ran the ball 64. I mean, it's very obvious that the Bears coaching staff, the offensive coordinator, doesn't have a lot of trust in Fields. And listen, it's not just Fields. It's hard to tell exactly what he's able to do because the Bears' offensive line is extremely weak. They have no wide receivers. You mentioned Mooney. He's their best wide receiver, but they take him. They put their best coverage guy in Mooney. They take him out of the game, and that doesn't leave Fields with many options. I mean, they're in trouble. The Bears are last in the NFL in offense. In 2 games, they have a total of 216 yards. Like I said, the passing's been horrible. Mm-hmm. They have the lowest completion percentage, or the 29th completion percentage, 4.5 yards per pass. Then they're going to play Houston, who's if you look in the Bears look in the mirror, they might see Houston. Houston dead last, 4.2 yards per play. They're 29th in yards, 266 a game. And this is a Bears offense. It's really struggling. The coaching staff is trying to figure out how to do the best with Fields that they can. They're rolling them out. They're running around, but they really don't have any talent on that side of the ball. And now they're going to play Houston, who defensively has played well. They've only given up 18 points a game. They've played Denver. They've played Indianapolis. And, they've given up some running yards to those teams. But, listen, it's a different animal when the team is going to run. The Bears have thrown the ball 28 times, and they've rushed it 64. So now you're able to bring an extra guy up in the box. Okay, and they're going to make you pass. And now when you bring that extra guy up, that takes the run away a little bit. So that's what Houston's going to do in this game. And it's going to cause the Bears some problems. Houston's offense is just as bad as the Bears. And, Houston's only been in the red zone this season twice, two times in the red zone. Mills is averaging 5.6 yards per completion. And then let me just throw the kicker on. The weather for Sunday in Chicago, rain, 20 miles an hour, gust up over 36 miles an hour. Soldiers Field right on Lake Michigan, right on the lake. The winds swirl around there like no other, and it's going to be tough conditions. We saw the week one when they played the 49ers, the weather conditions. It's not going to be a monsoon like that game, but we are going to see a lot of wind there. It's going to make it very rough. You throw everything else on top of it, I'm forced to take the under here.
Great breakdown. Chuck, you're a Chicago guy, but you're also a pro better at this, so you're going to give a realistic opinion on Mitchell Trubisky. What do you think of him as a quarterback?
Listen, I've lived, but I feel bad for the Steeler fans because I've lived what they're going through right now. And you're really just spinning your wheels with Trubisky. He doesn't read the field. He can't find the open receivers. And when he does, he's inaccurate throwing the ball. They've got 10 days off here now. If they don't, I'd be shocked, if Tomlin, he's going to have to bite his lip because he stuck his neck out with Trubisky. Somehow he got fooled in the preseason. All three of us could have told him he does good in the preseason because they play vanilla defense. We all knew that, but now he's got to go to Pickett. He's got way more of an upside. Listen, there's a great video if you guys get a chance. It's on YouTube. They break down the Trubisky. Pickens came out. He's the first guy on the mm-hmm. video. Pickens came out and said, "Listen, we're open. All our receivers have been open. All these plays." The video on YouTube shows all the players how wide open they are, and Trubisky throwing to a guy who's double teamed. Meanwhile, Pickens is wide open. It's a good video. I can't remember the exact name of it. Sorry about that, but you're in trouble with Trubisky. Yeah.
Yep. Follow the money, Paulie and Mitch Veasan, the Sports Betting Network. Chuck Edel, our guest, at Chuck Edel on Twitter, EDEL. Pro sports better. How about college tonight? Pathetic last week. Air Force lost as a 17-point favorite. They're at home against Nevada. It's 45.5. What say you?
Yeah, they kind of laid an egg in that game. And listen, I'm giving them a little bit of a pass on that one, and hopefully I'll be right. They're going to play a Nevada team now who they have a new coach, Ken Wilson. Nevada playing faster this year than they have in the past. They're averaging 25.5 points a game, and that's despite being shut out last week by Iowa, 27-0, in a game that had three lightning delays. Never seen a game with all those lightning delays, three lightning delays, and they were missing their quarterback, Nate Cox. He'll be back this week. In the previous game, Nate Cox threw the ball for 302 yards versus Encarte Word. They lost that game 55-41, and he was splitting time in the first two games of the season. Now they've made him the starting QB. Their defense has given up 27 points a game, 5.8 yards per play. They only have four returning starters. Now they're going to play an Air Force team. This is a good Air Force offense. Like I said, they were a little flat last week, but they're the number one team in the country rushing the football. 396 yards a game. They rushed the ball against Colorado a few weeks ago for 479 yards. They're averaging 44.5 points a game. They were a two touchdown favorite in that game. They're a huge favorite in this game. This is a young defense that Nevada has, and they'll have the work cut out because Air Force runs that triple option. They have
their top four running backs from last year, so they can run the ball. Here's the thing that gets me, that this total tonight, 45.5. Last year, these two teams played. In my opinion, Nevada playing faster this year, and Air Force, with all their guys back in offense, has a more of an explosive offense. The total last year in the same exact game, 54 points is the total. Now it's 45.5. Kind of doesn't make sense to me. And by the way, the score in that game was 41-39 Air Force. They scored 80 points. So let's hope for something something along those lines here tonight. This is a Friday night game. That's tonight. And I like to go over the total.
2.5 minutes left. Strange here where Sonny Dykes leaves SMU and takes the TCU job, rivalry game. What do you think of this game?
Yeah, you know, this is one of my loser last week, the over SMU. I'm going to come back with it. You mentioned it, Paulie. Two offensive-minded coaches in this game, Sonny Dykes and, of course, Rhett Lashley for SMU. He's playing super fast, 76 plays a game. Last week, SMU failed. That game failed to go over, but there was 961 yards in that game of offense. SMU only punted once. They had 520 yards, but a lot of turnovers, and that's part of the game, but five turnovers in the game, and really cost SMU. If you had SMU last week, my condolences, because they outplayed them in that game. Maryland should have lost that one. But SMU's averaging 40 points a game, 6.8 yards per play. They got one of the best quarterback wide receiver combos in the country with Mordecai and Rashee Rice. SMU has probably, definitely in conference, the best offensive line. Now they're going to play TCU. Sonny Dykes takes over that team. We know Sonny Dykes. He was the coach of SMU. He likes to play fast as well. Last year, they averaged 28.7 points a game. This year, through two games, and they haven't played many good teams, but 48.5 points a game they're averaging. Last year, TCU's problem wasn't, you know, was mainly defense. They gave up 34.9 points a game, a whopping 7.2 yards per play. So, you know, this is a game here where I think you're going to see a high-flying game. Both coaches want to play fast, and I'm going to take one more shot with you over in SMU here.
Good luck. Yep. Keep it going. Thanks for getting up and continued success, sir.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
There you go. So, Med, that Air Force game is tonight, as he said, and the TCU-SMU game is early Saturday. So, to be aware, early kickoff on Saturday. There you go.
It's a really good show on Friday nights here with Matt Humans, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
For that contest that Derek Stevens helped put together. $25,000 out of Derek Stevens' own pocket. The Friday football betting invitational. And Chuck is the leader in the clubhouse right now at 9-1, as you said.
Yep.
And guys, very, very good.
Oh, yeah. And hopefully they continue to give out winners with their best bets, too. Every guy is a best bet.
Yeah, yeah. And there you go. That's, you know, a Chicago guy. He'll tell you that. You can tell listening to him. But also as a pro bettor, he just, that's what you need to know about Mitchell Trubisky. You know, as a Bears fan, doesn't matter. He knew what they had the whole time. And there's your warning for Steelers fans if you don't know that already.
Yeah. They're putting him on Front Street with this. I'm open. He's open. We're open. We're open.
His phrase there, the Steelers are going to be spinning their wheels, is perfect. That's the perfect way to sum up a Mitchell Trubisky-led offense. Again, first half, okay, up-tempo. Second half, bored me to tears.
Yeah.
There was nothing there.
Yeah.
In pocket plays, what we're betting for the weekend coming up next. And we'll tell you about at least one book that has more money on a random college side than any NFL game in week 3. Coming up here on Follow the Money. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season 2.
I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.